Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wehhunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wehhunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wehhunt the Barbarian.
America, the show must go on. As I say on my radio show each week, we are a world at war. Be prepared in the days ahead. Leave nothing to chance. Make strong local associations. We the Patriots are the last obstacle on planet Earth to complete an utter takeover. God is with us, as the Germans said in World War II, Gott mit uns. We are broadcasting live to the nation tonight and the world. The force is strong on the show and our listeners. Our power is resolute and will not be broken. We are the vanguard of the nation and its soul. No one can beat us. We are the tip of the spear. And I say this with much trepidation tonight. As the world is going to war with itself, and it is on the brink of war yet again, the world is prepping itself for a major confrontation soon, or in the next few years, mein Kameraden. As I've told you before, make those big, big preparations now. Time is of the essence. It's even biblical, as the good book of antiquity says that nation will rise against nation, and that kingdom will rise against kingdom. This is not mere conjecture or entertainment or just fear porn, as I really do believe that we are looking into the abyss, and it is looking right back at us. Right now, we are a nation of people within the nation, which is occupied by hostile foreign powers. For it says in the book, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Matthew 24:6-7. One day from the great waste of the decadent century 21, there will be a great call, a call to war. And the trumpets will once again summon the righteous and true. The world will bow again to the greater state, the greater people, and the greater times. Nations will cease their constant decadence. Nations will fight their complete oppressors, and nations will rise once again. And it will be a most rapturous moment and event. As I told you last week, there is a spiritual war going on right now before our very eyes. Know this to be true. And imagine all this talk this past week of the trial and up there in Minneapolis. Racism is being tossed back and forth. But imagine thinking for a moment that racism is the biggest problem this country has right now with our border being overrun. We are literally being invaded and no one is stepping up to stop it. Our people are jobless, hopeless, and some are even killing themselves. Our cities look like third world countries. Didn't I tell you that if you import the third world, that you will become the third world? Many of our big cities, our big Democrat cities, look like this right now. L.A. looks like Mexico City North. Our freedoms have been all but stripped away. Bit by bit, they keep boiling the frog, and the frog does not realize what's going on. And every branch of our government is owned and seems to be somehow controlled by foreign and corporate interests against the people's will. We have rhino Republicans who talk a big game, but they won't even stand up and stop the chemical castration of innocent children when their parents proclaim they are transgender. This is happening. Look at the news every day. And those of you who don't believe it's happening, you're not paying much attention. We are a world at war. Let's get you all up to speed on what is happening near China and Taiwan right now. This will affect us at our local level in America. Mark my words. The recent drones that have swarmed U.S. warships are still unidentified, the Navy says. The military is expected to deliver a report later this year to Congress on unidentified aerial phenomena. Sounds very interesting. Do tell, Navy. Let us know what's going on. And Taiwan says that they may shoot down Chinese drones in the South China Sea. The Taiwan military has spotted Chinese drones circling the Taipei-controlled Pratas Islands in the South China Sea and may shoot them down if they stray too close, a government spokesperson said this past week. Dangerous naval straits and maneuvers abound as China protests again the transit of a U.S. naval destroyer through the Taiwan Straits. China on Thursday protested the passage of a U.S. destroyer through the straits. It's their latest bold move as both nations increase their naval activity in the region. And let's not forget about Russia and Ukraine either, folks. Russia is testing a nuclear torpedo in the Arctic that has the power to trigger radioactive tsunamis off the U.S. coast. This nuclear torpedo could make vast areas of the U.S. coastline on the west and east uninhabitable for many years. Now, I've read about this. What the Russians are doing is they're bouncing their nuclear tip torpedo on the seabed floor, detonating it. It causes a ripple effect of tsunamis that are probably, you know, 200-400 feet of water come crashing on the coastline. That's a real weapon, folks. These things could happen. Taiwan said that it will fight to the death if invaded by communist China, as Asia can blow up at any minute. At the same time, China ups the ante and sends more fighter jets into Taiwan's air defense zone on Wednesday with a stepped-up show of force around the island that Beijing claims as its very own. Many people do not know Asian culture, but I have studied it. Many of you have also heard of Admiral Yamamoto during the prelude to the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941, but it goes deeper than that. The Asian mindset is this, as I will tell it to you. They are a cryptic people, but they feel that they must do things in 100 years. Is there part of their Asian culture? Only then will the gods favor it. For to wait too much longer from 100 years from when Taiwan broke off from mainland China, the odds would not be in the Communist Party's favor. This is in the mindset that the press is not reporting on. It is widely known in Asia. I have many friends over in China and also Japan who have told me this, that this is their mindset. Taiwan broke off from China, as you know, at the end of World War II, 1945. They were the nationalists fled to Taiwan. And in 2045 would be the 100-year anniversary of that event where Chiang Kai-shek went to the island of Formosa back then. Now we call it Taiwan, but it was formerly known as Formosa. In 2045, Taiwan will again be a part of China, or much before, just like Hong Kong, but it will happen much sooner. Nations do not do things by accident. There are no coincidences in human or military history. These events are planned and strategized over and over every time. In other words, to boil it down for you, Mr. and Mrs. America, China is getting ready to invade and attack the island nation of Taiwan. It will happen before 2045, and I believe it will happen probably this decade, in the next few years, if not sooner. They are getting ready. They are flying sorties over the island. They will try to drag America into another war in Asia, as many wars have been fought in Asia. Look at the World War II, Korea, Vietnam. Asia has always been a hotbed of military activity. Now, in other world and international security news, Syria fires upon an attacking Israeli jet over Lebanon. That area will also blow up very, very soon.
Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian, Thursday at 8 p.m.
We're glad you're here tonight for the show. This is episode 45, epic episode, the April Fool's Day No More, a star date of April 8th, 2021. We'll play one more show promo here.
The Von Wiehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wiehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wiehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wiehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wiehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Yes, yes, yes. Love those promos. As I said before in the monologue, that Asia has a 100-year view, a longer view than America. We tend to be a microwave. We have a hand-to-mouth existence in America. We're only looking at the next quarter, the next year at the very longest view that most Americans have. Americans are too busy doing things day to day. But the Asians do have that 100-year view, and that's where they're a little bit different than us in fundamental ways. Russia deploys additional truck-launched nuclear missiles next to Ukraine. The U.S. sends over B-1 Lancer bombers on a virtual bombing mission over Russia. This is no joke, America. You weren't told that in your mainstream media, were you? Of course not. The Ukraine news has been hidden on purpose for most Americans. War is brewing there on the border, but there are reports of a Russian artillery barrage in the Ukraine. This was reported this week. There supposedly were casualties, but it's very hush-hush. It might have been an isolated incident, but we're not sure. As Russia TV talks openly about a nuclear first strike on Ukraine on their own television. How about those apples? Yes, we know this for a fact. There was an emergency meeting called for the Ukrainian peace talks, but the Ukrainian government, their team pulled out at the last minute. And with the case going on for George Floyd, get this, America, a prominent BLM activist said that American cities will burn if Chauvin is not convicted in the Floyd case. Your cities will burn, promised to you by BLM. Don't you forget that. And the America First reply, for most Americans in the hinterlands, all across the fruited plain and in the suburbs, was this. This is what it was reported on social media. This is what they were saying. And I only report to you what people say. For the suburbs of America, the feeling was, we are now more than ready to shoot criminal arsonists in our neighborhoods. Oh, yes. If it comes to you, if it falls in your lap, America, do not tolerate that kind of crime in your neighborhoods, in your locale. Now, more news from around the world. Trump in the latest Forbes list, you all know what that is, Trump was down 300 spots or places on the big list of the world's billionaires. The liberal lie that they put out there and the media lie was that Trump was running for president. They kept telling you over and over again for personal financial gain, right? Didn't the media constantly hammer that? And the only reason why Donald Trump was running for president was for personal financial gain. It's all BS. Some more Bernie Sanders. Trump has lost millions of dollars, and the presidency is still costing him in more ways than one. Also news, Biden will tear up America's infrastructure in the guise of rebuilding it. Biden also plans on major gun control, which we'll talk about tonight. Allegedly, the Suez Canal was again blocked, but there's some strange things happening with the Suez Canal. My theory is that that's a military operation by Russia to prevent the American fleet from entering the Mediterranean in case the Ukraine-Russia thing blows up. They want to keep us far away from the Ukraine. Even though we have NATO, NATO right now doesn't have many claws. Now, supposedly this week also, they built Kamala Harris a replica of the infamous, the legendary JFK Resolute desk that most presidents use when they work in the Oval Office. Now they have built Kamala Harris a JFK Resolute desk just like the original one. And Kamala flew into California with only four supporters present. It's so bad, it's laughable. She, like Biden, cannot garner a crowd of their very own. YouTube took down millions of dislikes of Biden and Harris. I probably had 10,000 of those. It is very obvious that they cheated to win. The Democrats and the rhino Republicans who allied with them cheated Trump out of his win, his electoral win. And that political cabal is continuing to be exposed bit by bit. This will take a while, folks. Now, if you like what you hear, a lot of people contact me during the week. We want you on the Von Wien Show as a sponsor or as a secret donor. Yes, you can be secret and donate in these politically charged times. It's easy, affordable, effective to advertise. Very easy to advertise on this show. We are looking for a few good men, a few good sponsors or ladies. And you should advertise on the Von Wien Show. Contact me at the station or vonwienshow@gmail.com or call a show tonight and give us your name and information, and I will be happy to contact you. Now, Dr. Death Fauci now says that the country is on the brink, he says, of a violent surge of COVID yet again. Now, that's the real fear porn. Fauci is already stating that things need to be shut down yet again. He wants you all shut down because the first COVID-19 didn't work, and now they want to go back to the drawing board. They want you to be all shut down, jobless, on the government dole, and they also want you to wear your mask, and they want you to look like good little Chinese communist citizens. It's COVID fatigue. Americans are sick of it. Americans know a lot of this is a big hoax, a big scam. Sure, it's a flu virus, but with a 99.8% survival rate, those are pretty good odds in your favor, Mr. and Mrs. America. I think you're in pretty good shape, okay? With or without Dr. Death Fauci. Now, also this week, a Navy medic opened fire and two sailors were shot. The Navy security forces then followed him and shot him back, killing him. Good work. No reason to spend millions of dollars feeding him and housing him in our prison complex for the next 50 years. I told you before that the mask is upon us. This is also changing, my friends, and we are winning. So glad you're here tonight. We have a big, big show. You're in for a treat tonight. Our VIP guest is the tech wizard, Irish Pirate. Big fan of the show since day one. He's been with the show, I think, for my very first, second, or third episode at KFNX 1100 AM. We're glad about that, and we'll talk a little bit about the show, the radio industry, some promos he's been working on, his current take on politics in America. But first, a public service announcement. and the mask update for America.
And now our weekly face covering mask update.
And we serve for one more and we say, who the 95 us? Hello? Hello?
This mask date has been brought to you by the Von Wehunt Production Studios. Von Wehunt, The Von Wehunt Show, Thursdays at 8 to 10 p.m. on Dark Sky Radio and Blog Talk.
Isn't it how people talk and sound like when they're wearing those masks? You can barely hear a word they say. Well, your mission, if you choose to accept it, your mission impossible, America, is to listen each week to The Von Wehunt Show or else.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to sit down and listen to The Von Wehunt Show each Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. That enigma code, again, is blogtalkradio.com, where geopolitics, current events, breaking news, history, and brilliant conjecture and callers will always be a part of the show. So don't be left outside in the cold. This is your secret agent invitation for what awaits you. So come into the radio octagon and castle on the Rhine, where eagles dare. The Von Wehunt Show. Your mission is to be there to make a better you, to make a stronger neighborhood, and to make America great again. This message will self-destruct in 30 seconds.
We have a very creative production team, I will say that. Remember that show, The Rockford Files, back in the 1970s, starring James Garner? My dad knew him growing up. Anyway, I thought you'd get a kick out of this one. This is the new promo.
Hey, Jimmy, it's your old buddy Angel calling you on the line there. And I was about to sit down and do like we do every Thursday night, listen to this guy, Von Wehunt, on the radio. He's a good old-fashioned machismo, hard-styled, mechanic of the airwaves, Jimmy. but what I want to ask you first before I did that is before I get into my popcorn here, I've got a game coming up, poker game. It's going to be absolutely beautiful, beautiful scam. I got that city councilman showing up. We got oil shakes. We got other people, maybe pornographers showing up too. And I got a beautiful cover I'm going to be using for this one, man. I just need $2,000 to $3,000 to use this game for to buy in, and then I'll get it back to you in like a couple weeks to maybe a couple months, Jimmy. You think you could do that for me? I'll be here listening to Von Wehunt Show, all right? I'll wait for your call, buddy. I'll wait for your call.
Remember Angel from the Rockford Files? Love that stuff. Well, the COVID-19 thing is techno-barbarism at its worst. COVID-19 vaccination, they have been tested now on babies, even as the death toll mounts, as the vaccines are giving giving many medical side effects to Americans and killing the young and healthy who typically have many more decades to live. And if COVID wasn't enough, Bill Gates now backs a bid to cool the earth. Get this. This has been reported in the mainstream media with chalk dust. Yes, you heard me right. He's still figuring out more diabolical ways to shed the world of people for his staunch depopulation agenda policies. Oh, yes, we know. Chalk dust. I thought the lines in the sky with the aluminum particles were enough. No, that's not enough to kill you. We now need more chalk dust in our air to inhale and then to affect your lungs, give you respiratory issues, so you will die. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Can somebody please control him? Please put him in a straitjacket or something. Just last week, a guy who took the vaccine reported that his skin was falling off his body. No joke, I saw the pictures on the internet. Both of his legs swelled up and turned black and blue, and the mainstream media hardly ever talks about this. It's not part of their agenda and narrative to warn you. Remember, every public service announcement you'll hear, every lamestream mainstream media news cycle, every story will be take the vaccine, get the jab, get injected, be part of the in crowd in America, be part of the Biden-Harris regime, be cool, be hip, be trendy, take the vaccine. You know you want it. You know you'll like it. That's what they're saying. Well, the Biden military has opened up 3 military bases to house all the illegal immigrant miners. The most recent one is in California. Now, this comes from some of my deeper sources. The military base in California is Camp Roberts. The other two are in Texas. Rumor has it with my sources that they caught, now this is again, only my sources. This has not been reported or vetted by 10 or 20 news agencies, so you won't find this on Google, but this is what a couple people have told me. And again, this is, I will put it out there for what it's worth with that disclaimer, that I have no proof or evidence of this, but it sounds very interesting. I thought at least you should know with that disclaimer that these things, there's a lot of fluid things out there. But my sources tell me that they caught 3 terrorists at our southern border just last week, one from Yemen, and the other two have not been disclosed. It's only a matter of time before one of them brings in a dirty nuclear bomb or biological weapon or sabotages our infrastructure here in the southwest states. And my sources also tell me that in Yuma back in February, they apprehended, that's Yuma, Arizona, for those of you on the East Coast, that they apprehended 10 illegal immigrants from Iran. Yes, Iran. It is a very high probability that some of the terrorists have slipped through. If another 9/11 happens, God forbid, we don't want that. It is on Biden and his administration and regime. And our current crop of PC U.S. military generals, too. They are all complicit in that regard if this happens. They should be awake and not asleep at the switch. No lamestream news organizations have even mentioned this. But it does appear somewhat vetted and true from what I was told. But again, that is speculation at this point. You need to know that. The bottom line to these kinds of news articles like this that I get, that I receive on a daily basis at this studio, is we live in a very dangerous world. We don't know what's going to happen at any one given time. So be prepared out there. Now, this is also very interesting from the Von Wien KGB files. In the 1960s, the KGB did some very fascinating psychological and even paranormal experiments on people. They learned that if you bombard human subjects with fear messages nonstop, that in 2 months or less, most of the subjects are completely brainwashed to believe the false message. To this point, the KGB was amazed that no amount of good or accurate or clear information retold to those people could ever change their brainwashed minds, as their mind was then the sole property of the communist state and their propaganda. Now, we see this today in our own mass media, don't we, America? Now, also get this. A seminary professor in Georgia is featured in a book of prayers asking God to help her hate white people. You might have heard about this. It was all over the talk radio this week that her book, A Rhythm of Prayer, A Collection of Meditations for Renewal, features a prayer from Shaniqua Walker Barnes that begins with, "Dear God, please help me to hate white people, or at least want to hate them," the prayer continues. "At least I want to stop caring about them individually and collectively." See what I told you in many, many shows? It's okay for the militant left or the Democrats to talk about race. In fact, they talk about race every day, every minute of every day. But if the right wing talks about race, God forbid, how dare you talk about race? How dare you bring it up? You shouldn't even notice that. You're supposed to be the colorblind people. Only we, the Democrats, the militant ones in the streets, can talk accurately about race, creed, and color. That's the message that they're giving you. You shut up, you sit in that corner, and only we can talk about it, not you. Interesting, interesting. Well, while all that's going on, more of that BS, a naval mine washed ashore on a South Florida beach. Yes, just this past week, I saw the pictures, and it was armed. So be careful out there when you're on the beach on vacation. You never know. Brett the surfer might bump into a landmine on a beach somewhere. Hopefully not. When he calls, I'll tell him about that. And another black triangular object was spotted over Pasadena, California, flying the friendly skies. I've seen the video, and there's no plane that I know of. A large black triangle floating in the sky. I believe that's man-made from the Skunk Works project there, the Jet Propulsion Laboratories in California. We have technology that has not yet been put out there in a major way. They're probably test flying a new gizmo, a new plane. Now, ketchup can't catch up. Get it? As a nationwide shortage fries restaurants and fast food chains. I'm butchering the English language here. But there's a shortage right now of ketchup in the nation. Is this the precursor to a nationwide food shortage in America? Now, also, the pro-crypto man Peter Thiel warns Bitcoin could be a Chinese financial weapon of mass retaliation against the U.S. dollar because Bitcoin threatens fiat money and currency, and it especially threatens the U.S. dollar. Right on cue, this past week, the Democrat Congress wants to take away your gun rights, America. We told you so. We're glad you're here tonight. We are a world at war. There's much going on with Russia, the Ukraine, the Taiwan Straits. We'll talk about all of that and more tonight. We are the tip of the spear. We will start the show. Glad you're here tonight. Let's go to our VIP guest, the Irish Pirate, and get him on the air. Irish Pirate.
Yay, I'm on the air.
Yes, sir, you are. How are you doing tonight? Glad to have you, man. Glad to have you.
it's been a really bizarre day. I spent most of my day talking with tax professionals and working on getting my teeth replaced and all sorts of stuff that you only do once in your life. I'm definitely prepared tonight to deal with the, what do you want to call it, the negative space of this world where people are claiming to be scientific and they are not, claiming to be properly political and they're not. But I've done a lot of work into that. And then very recently, and I think I sent you a text on this, they did put out that 2017 document that dealt with the whole COVID thing. How you control a populace, and they did it backwards in their little experiment in 2017. They acted like it was a real outbreak, supposedly, allegedly, yeah, out of St. Paul, Minnesota, and then that's why they called it SPARS, because St. Paul was the SP. And then they were trying to get the people to take the remedy for this supposed outbreak, and they were trying to figure out how to coerce them into getting supposedly better health through vaccinations and whatnot. Obviously, we're already laughing if you believe that. I mean, part of the lie of it, it goes back to, they've been doing the analysis on that, by the way, on InfoWars. They brought on Jay Dyer, and he's actually gone into the big books from yesteryear of people like Malthus and Fritjof Capra, Jonas Salk, and other losers who came up with weird things like saying that man is an accident. He's a smear. He came about through no reason of his own. And when they start saying this, it ends up in our law, right? Our law was originally written as the creator made the planet and therefore decides the rules. And that's where we got a constitution from, and marriage and a few other interesting things. But no, they're trying to erase all of that. In the Cornell Law Code, it clearly still says man or other animals. And my hero Alfred Adass challenged that and won in a Texas court decades ago. And they still do it. It's kind of like, eh, so he won. Who cares? We're going to go on with our ridiculous religion of trying to replace mankind on the planet with machinery that repairs itself, and we will have no need for this virus or whatever with two legs. And so it's hilarious to look at these people continue to make really stupid logic. For example, people supposedly have no purpose, according to Jonas Salk, yet then he turns around and says man is going to have his free will removed. Well, where did he get the free will, Mr. Salk? It was part of his nature, Mr. Salk. Man has nature.
That's right.
He's not an accident. Yeah, so these people are backwards every time they speak. And I can't spend enough of my day listening to people being hypocrites about science in general. Like, you got to be able to demonstrate it, show it. And in so doing, if you're a proper scientist, you will show your love for God and this planet and the people on it instead of the opposite, which is what we're seeing now. That's what we're seeing. And
right.
So it's pretty amazing. So to give you an idea of how you can figure this out, let's go over something easy for a lot of our listeners. Imagine taking the inventory of an auto parts store as to what they claim they have on hand versus what they sold. You can easily prove at least 33% of all the auto parts sold in America are stolen, just simply because there's a mismatch between what they claim they had on hand and what they sold. I mean, it's probably more than 33%. And so it's really easy to say, wow, that means there's money in people stealing things. Yes, there is, unless you actually start getting some values. Yeah, I mean, and imagine what it would be like to be stealing those auto parts and getting away with it year after year. Man, it must really drain you to say, this is how I'm going to make my money. This is how I'm going to prepare my kids for the future. Goodness gracious. I mean, it's got to be bad. And so we see the same thing now with vaccines. Right? I mean, you would never trust a person that had the qualities of any big pharma company, the lying and the cheating and killing people. And yet, I mean, you would just say, I wouldn't hire a guy like that.
That's no big deal.
Yeah, that's no big deal. And so here's the funny part. Christianity, I believe it's over the last 10 years, the deaths to Christians are up 500%. Okay?
Right.
Try to reverse engineer why that is. And what is taking the place of the Christians who die? A new record of 33% higher over the same period, gone from 23% to 31%, are not atheists. They're not Satanists. They're, since they can't find the block they want to check, they put it on no affiliation. And that's the new key. Everybody doesn't have a religion. Well, they do. They just don't want to tell the government what it is. God forbid that somebody should come down on them and say, you're not allowed to have any religion, not even this stupid one. I mean, that's how bad religion is right now. It's
exactly.
Really difficult. So,
and just so folks know,
together.
Irish, we always have a chat room, folks, and we have lots of folks that are in there. Many of you don't know this, but we're too busy running the show to read all the chats. But we have people looking at some of those things here in the studio. But if you're on the chat room, that's mainly for you guys to commiserate among yourselves. As your illustrious host, I'm far too busy talking to my VIP guests and getting ready for more callers. So if you want to call the show tonight, and you can be like Irish Pirate, our VIP guest. But a lot of folks want me to be on the chat room and things like that, but they don't realize it. We're far too busy in the studio. My assistant just told me that, so it's pretty funny. But are there trolls out there, Irish Pirate, that used to call the show in the KFNX days or used to go online? Of course there were, right? We knew of them.
Yeah,
there were many trolls
and we
out there, internet land, radio land.
We also knew how to gently talk to them, right? Normally, when you're in a modern day argument and the person's spewing out a bunch of craziness, you don't just sit there and say, look, I've got a Bible, or look, I've got the facts here, because that's not going to work. You have to literally do the warfare on their terms. You know, some guy comes up and tells me that they're killing people in Long Beach, I agree with them. I say, I think they are. The government's killing people in Long Beach. The question now is, who do we tell? That usually can't tell me.
Yes, and the thing is, folks, you know when you're over the target area when you attract the trolls, when you attract the crazy callers, when you used to call into KFNX, and we get people that would call before you and after you, and other people that were regular callers to the show, and they would try to chastise what you were saying. And I would always tell them, look, you can talk amongst yourselves, but Irish Pirate speaks the truth. Your thoughts, sir.
I can't think of anything else I'd want to speak. Can you imagine kind of like jumbo shrimp, or here's an oxymoron for you, a news personality. Imagine that you need a character to be able to tell people what's happening. You would think it could be the most boring, incapable realist that ever worked, and people would still listen to you if you were telling the truth. But the moment you're not telling the truth and everybody knows it, now you have to put on an air. Now you've got to have a name. Now you've got to have some sort of personality that makes people want to listen to your BS. And I learned that when I got into the Associated Press myself, became a member in 2001, immediately rejected it. I didn't like the whole culture of the thing. It was amazing what these people actually – first of all, I'd never be able to drink enough alcohol to be able to keep up with them. Never. I mean, these guys are – and you read Revelation 17, and, of course, when they're talking about the great prostitute, she's constantly drunk. And so I get it. I totally get it.
Right now, what's your take on people that would try to troll the show or versus the callers? Now, most trolls that go online and type up things – don't have the guts to call up a radio show. So they feel more comfortable chatting online or on a blog. And we have some great people that chat, don't get me wrong. But we always attracted a few people that were trying to be overly clever. They were trying to be overly funny or kitsch or whatever. and they get into like semantics or words. They're kind of a wordsmith. Well, you said this wrong. You pronounced this wrong. And they would call up again after you, after my show. They would even call the radio station there at KFNX and bitch and moan and complain like little children about, well, you could have said it better. Well, look, Sherlock, if you want to do a better job, then you start your own radio show and do it yourself. Stop being an armchair general with no balls, no spine, no skill. Anybody can sit back and complain, right? What's your take on
this?
Those apples?
In my last phone call to this show, we talked about a circle where you're in the middle of trying to find out their facts or their beliefs or whatever. And we did it. I'll do it with the COVID version. On 67th Avenue in Happy Valley, they had this great big red sign up in a QT. It said, there's a mask mandate. And so, you know, some people followed it, some people didn't. And that's not important because, first of all, you know, who's going to mandate me or you? But then the city of Peoria attempted to hire me to teach chess to children. And when I asked them the simple question of, so you want me to refill out all my paperwork and become a new hire? Then they hung up the phone on me because they didn't want to tell me why. I actually asked them,
right,
so what rules have changed? And that's when the phone hung up. Boom, right, just like that. They were happy to talk to me, so they said, and they were all cheerful and everything. I said, so what's changed? Instead, we're not going to do this. We're out. So they didn't want to take responsibility for their action. So this is where I'm comparing this to your trolls. Now, you got the big sign that says, there's a mask mandate. So then you go, the city of Peoria is saying, well, we're just following the state guidelines. So then you bug the state. You say, hey, Arizona, you just messed up my city where I was, you know, where I might want to buy flatbreads or something, which I did have before. They would tell you, oh, no, we're following the CDC. Then you go to the CDC and you say, hey, you messed up my state and my city. And they say, oh, that's a local issue. Nobody takes responsibility. Nobody really believes any of the junk they're talking, unlike this show. Nobody
right.
wants
and also
to
the...
take a stand for what's
right.
real.
Exactly. Nobody. And also, Irish, that the trolls, they are unknowingly helping to create the buzz for the show. The trolls think they're attacking the show. The trolls think they're attacking you or me or our callers, but they're really actually, in a weird way, they're actually helping to propagate the show to millions of more people. And we keep a link of all these, and it's really funny. Over the years, I've gone through some of the chat rooms there at KFNX and even here on Blog Talk, and you know when you're over the target area. I've said this once, and I'll say it again. When the trolls come out in force and when the people come out, you know, positive and negative, it's fun to look back, and people think that we're constantly digesting this during the show. We're not. I'll go back and look at these things later. I mean, he said we're far too busy in a very busy radio studio. But the chat rooms and things like that are for you, the listeners, not necessarily for us in the studio. It's for you to talk amongst yourselves, build friendships, build those strong local associations, you know.
You're starting to cut out, Von Weehunt.
I'm right here, buddy.
Okay, you're
can you hear me?
Cutting out. Just barely.
Can you hear me?
You're coming in and out a lot.
Keep on talking, buddy. Keep on talking.
Well, here's a message to the trolls. Even Von Weehunt and I don't agree on everything. Let me call him out for something that he said in his earlier dialogue that maybe he'll agree with me and capitulate. COVID-19 obviously didn't work. It hardly killed anybody. Certainly, they're having a hard time tracking it, but it sure looks to me like it worked very well. Over a million people have now ruined their immune systems already, loading up on this so-called non-vaccine that is also, by the way, not a gene therapy, not a therapeutic, and is a whole bunch of non-other things. It's just an evil potion, and that makes Fauci's threats very real, that you guys are really going to die when we put out something stronger. And we have it planned. They're arguing it right now. And I'm saying, yeah, you've done a really good job taking something that should have had little to no effect, which is exactly what they wanted, little, not none, but little, so they could actually see how things work. And that's what brings us back to that that SPARS thing we were talking about. They were imagining it was 2025 to 2028. And so they're literally using the same hashtags. For example, Bill Gates, in their big whatever you want to call it, charade, was called Paul Farmer. And what's Run-DMC telling you that it's okay to take the vaccine? And I love the quote, it's not Tuskegee. That's what they're literally telling the blacks. It's not Tuskegee. You could trust them. It's like, what a comparison. That's where you're starting from? Okay, so it looks to me like, number one, COVID-19 works because a whole bunch of people have ruined their immune systems forever, for life, that what they shot into them is so loud, it will never quiet down. After your body rushes the first responders, which is what the shot will actually do, then you go cure something, you know, get, or at least dilapidate it from your body for that moment in time. Then it's supposed to go away and normalize. Your body's supposed to normalize. But this is what we just talked about. They don't believe in normalization of what they call human beings, or what we'll call mankind. They don't want people to be normalized. They don't want them to go back to being healthy. They want them to constantly have this junk in their body looking for whatever it is that it just killed for the rest of their life and ignoring the real stuff that comes later. So the people that took the shot, I got news for you. You're going to say, oh, I feel fine now. The answer is you're supposed to. I mean, a few people got the side effect when it was too late. A lot of people thought they were going to die, like Ben Stein. And the reality is, this is intended to kill you slowly. And to show you how bad this science is, they're saying, well, if we gave everybody cancer in their food, that way the few of them that would live through it would come back stronger. Boy, that's a lie. You would come back stronger only against that cancer. The rest of you would be weaker against everything else. Proof, again, that their science is not science. They don't know anything about science. They never did, and they never will. Because they take
– well, I never said Irish that the – right, but – right. I never said that the COVID-19 wasn't successful. It was very successful in getting Americans in the world to capitulate, to wear the mask, and many people were pushed over the edge. We've talked about the COVID deaths, but billions were not killed, and that was their depopulation agenda. That was the – and I think COVID-19 – was the precursor. I've always said we're going to have COVID 2021, 22. It's all coming down the pike, folks. And then the next one will be a lot more serious problem.
This is not a one-shot wonder. This is just the tip of the iceberg beginning.
That's right.
We need to do is recognize it for that. Say, hey, if you're willing to go into a laboratory, which some people are still debating, and I'm saying, okay, well, we certainly know it didn't come from bats. Just like the swine flu, we never found the pigs. There were no diseased pigs anywhere. They couldn't find them. They're saying the swine gave us that flu. Well, the bats sure didn't give us this flu either because we can't find the bats, just like the other. You're lying through your teeth again. The real bats, the real virus was in that laboratory creating a virus, the two-legged viruses that are out there. And anytime you go out on social media and you say, oh, this isn't as real as they're making it, or the media started it, the media is going to end it. You know, you put some truth out there that contradicts their story, and you know, literally the person that's going to tell you you've got a strike on most of the bad social medias that are out there, like Facebook and whatnot, that person works at the Wuhan lab. Are you kidding me? You know, their second
yes, they do.
The Wuhan lab is in charge of telling you you're a liar. You got to be kidding me. I mean, the pot is smelling the kettle black at that point.
Yes,
so,
it is.
Yeah, we've got a problem. We're being attacked with more, what do we want to call it, lack of reality, more anti-reality every millisecond coming in at light speed on the Internet. There is no way we can sort through all of this. It's absolutely impossible. And most of the people I know that are older gave up on it a long time ago, which is why they'll just stick to watching the TV and say, well, whatever they got, I'll take it. Even though Walter Cronkite has come out and said, I'm a globalist. I mean, give me a break. So
I like your rendition of Walter Cronkite. That's exactly how he said it. That's good.
That's exactly how he said it. And that's exactly how he meant it. You know, I am that guy now that you're afraid of.
Right. Now we'll change gears yet again, which I'm famous for. The Congress is going to have this new gun control bill, which will attack the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. What's your take on that and the draconian effort by the Democrat cabal to restrict Americans' gun rights?
Well, we had our chance a long time ago to make sure we locked in the freedoms that we were given, ideally by God, but if you have trouble with that creator part, you were given these things by the government, effectively, before it was created. They said, these are things you can't touch. Now they're coming back and taking these things. Well, after COVID was successful and people are wearing masks, staying home, losing their jobs, losing their businesses, dependent on the government to keep it going, which I think you're better off not taking checks from the government, even if that means you're going to have to suffer, because if you don't do it now, you're going to do it worse later. So here's the thing. Now you're fighting for every freedom you were given. You're going to have to pick a few and fight for those. Because as I mentioned a moment ago with the inability to be able to get truth in your life, if you depend on these weirdos, they're going to try to take everything all at once and force you to fight for what you want, and they're going to try to track you while you do it so that they can see how many people are actually defending what, and then they'll just take everything one at a time if you give them that information. If you're willing to play a part and say, oh, I'm not doing anything illegal, no, you're not, but they are, no, you're not. I agree. But the problem is not that people are so worried about themselves being caught with what's in their bedroom. I used to joke about that when I was married, saying, look, if you're videotaping me and my wife in the living room, it's like, hey, your tape.
Right.
My truth is your,
right.
Your reality.
Have fun with that.
But
right.
Yeah. But the hard
Let's
part
make
is
a movie, baby.
Well, we know what they do with the videotape after they take it is the only reason I have to complain. Right? I mean,
right, exactly.
You knew what you were going to see. You were going to see me working real hard to keep my relationship happy. You were going to see me working really, really hard to try and keep this thing under God, which is what I'm trying to tie this to the question. And so, I am now a member of two organizations specifically dealing with fundamental rights. And I wonder how far
Good.
I can go. I might do four by the time I'm done. But the important thing is I'm willing to fight for it because I figure – I mean, would I want to live a life without them? Would you want to live a life without First Amendment, Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment,
No.
Fifth Amendment?
No.
No. And so it's kind of a silly question to say they're going to take away your Second Amendment rights if this bill passes. The answer is no, you're not, because even if they pass it, it's illegal. And as Mark Walters likes to say, that if you plan on taking away my guns, you're going to need a station wagon full of friends because I ain't giving you jack. So
love
that. Like that attitude. Yeah, I'm a big
and I would
fan
tell
of,
anyone
Mark
else
show production
out there that wants to advertise on the show and that believes in what we're in of what we're talking about here with the gun rights and our U.S. constitutional rights, Bill of Rights, etc. That you too can reach this demographic. You too can reach the real Americans in the country by contacting the show. Irish, I want to thank you for being a great stalwart supporter of the Von Wien Show for many years. Tell the folks a little bit about some of your wonderful tech wizardry and uploads and conversions, things I have sent you, converted to the show on our studio board. And you've got some great, I like your comments about the music and about the promos.
Well, let's just put it to what it is. My degree is in radio, TV, and film, and it's of science. And I went around asking, you know, it's like, where's the other baker's dozen of people in the United States that have such a degree that actually is science? And what I'm finding is they have an of arts degree, and then they buy a $60,000 program. They do the same stupid things on it, and they call themselves a scientist. The answer is no, you're an operator. You're a weakling. Now, contrary to that, your previous sponsor, who is a wonderful person, Mr. Wolf, he is talented. He is smart. That type of thing. And so I never said anything. I never did anything early on. I just said, hey, one of these days I'm going to get some equipment and I'll show you what I can do. And Von Wehunt just nodded his head, said, yeah, I'm sure you can. And then Mr. Wolf finally, you know, over the course of years, has gone his separate way for the moment anyway. And so it gave me a chance to be able to talk to Von Wehunt seriously about, well, what are your needs right now? And that's where things changed. Von Wehunt came to me and said, I need something like this. And so we were starting to go into primarily music, which is my favorite. It's not the only thing I've ever done, but I guess I used to do sports and other things. But the important thing is that we share a common love for certain kinds of music, and I was a DJ for several different kinds of music, including bluegrass and earth music and jazz, and I did all those things. But I'm a rocker by nature, as Von Wehunt found out. And so
yes,
that doesn't matter. So now here we go to the production part. So he selects a song. He says, I want to get something like that. Well, first of all, on YouTube, you're usually not allowed to have the good quality material. But it's there because there has to be something for the universities, the people that want to study. For example, the Beatles sold millions and millions and millions of albums. Well, how would I know if I don't get to hear it? Well, you can turn on this one radio station and they'll play, oh, I don't know, five Beatles songs out of the 200 songs they play. Well, that's not enough.
Right.
That's not reality. So Von Wehunt and I have learned that the good music is still out there. And we have ears to hear and hearts to love and the emotions that run when we hear a good tune. And just like any other really good food or you know, that type of thing, you're going to change your preferences over time and enjoy something you found, perhaps. It gets you all excited, gets you motivated again. I know I'm that way. And so I'm stumbling into things. And one of the things I benefited from was when Von Wehunt has given me some suggestions. I'm going like, okay. And then I work the song and I find out, hey, this is genius. The biggest one of those is that song Oriental Boo that you gave me.
Yes.
It's from a band called Boo and the Boo-Boos from 1967. I mean, it goes right down to my
psychedelic
jazz
radio,
punk
man.
That I love. Yeah, my jazz and punk words both lit up to that. It's just a really a song that was way ahead of its time. And it was instrumental. But we've also been starting to venture into, you brought up the Rockford thing. I'm a gamer, and I invent games. And one of my first games I ever invented was a game about imagining Jim Rockford trying to solve different kinds of puzzles for the world like he does. But the important thing I loved about that show is every time he got into a fight, he lost. Every time he whipped out his gun, he got hurt. Cases. So the idea was he had to be smart. He had to be thorough. He had to know when to call the police and trust authority, even though he didn't want to. And so that's what I loved about that show, that if you're going to go around being John Wayne on this show, you're going to get hurt instead of what Hollywood
right.
does. And I love that aspect of that show. And Angel, who his last name is Martinez, it gets pretty interesting at that point. That he ends up being a little bit more of a redneck, just like Mr. Wolf painted him out to be.
Right,
so we
right.
have to laugh about that kind of stuff. But I love the shows, and we went to Charlie's Angels. We wanted to make sure we included Charlie's voice in the promo when that plays, because we are. Science will tell you we're going to get rid of the traditionalists and replace them with ourselves, and we disagree. If we're going to live in this world, we're going to enjoy it. And some of those things we enjoyed were the television shows. And I admit, my degree now is in radio, TV, and film. I don't like movie makers in general. I think lying for a living is probably not the way to go. If you were such a person in Shakespeare's time, and you said, like, let's say your daughter was thinking of getting married, and she brings home a guy, say, I really like this guy. And you ask him, what do you do for a living? And he says, I'm an actor. You'd have gotten kicked out of the house. You'd have been banned from being able to see the daughter again. My daughter's not going to marry a man who lies for a living. That's what we
right,
expect.
Right.
And so we're kind
exactly.
of the same way here. I mean, we don't mind you having a personality. We don't mind you having some art. Matter of fact, you know, a differing opinion is necessary to get to the truth. It's necessary
Absolutely.
To be able to have – it's necessary to move science forward is to have somebody –
We love
it.
We love it. The more the merrier, I always say. The more the merrier, man.
So the tech wizardry now is coming from my new computer, which I'm still learning. Didn't take me long after working for the government for the time that I did and being an expert at it and being a gamer and having the people that were in the gaming industry that I idolized also going out and finding out Windows is a garbage operating system. So I'm getting away from that. And in so
well,
doing,
Irish, you have earned your moniker, the tech wizard. You have earned the moniker, Ben.
I've learned that that computer is good at some things and not as good on others, and what it's good at are the things that other people are having trouble with. So Von Weehunt's blown away by the fact that I could just get on there, and sometimes in even 6 minutes I can crank out not only just the tune, but it will be cleaned up. It will be appropriately leveled. Like some of these things are like 25, 75 left, right.
Perfect treble and bass, of course.
Oh, yeah. Some songs, one of them I had to crank the treble so high I thought I was going to break it. I thought it was going to lisp out or do something stupid.
No, you've done an excellent job, man. You've done an excellent, excellent job, and more is coming your way. But, yeah, you'll be the studio engineer, tech wizard for the show going forward. Absolutely.
And I told you, as soon as you told me that that's a possibility, I said, I want it now. I want to accept that role because –
Well, you've got it.
Sure.
You are the man. I'm impressed with what I see, buddy.
Yeah, and I certainly don't want to branch out from that.
Right. Well, as the show grows, you will grow with it, you know?
Well, it will grow on itself.
Awesome.
When people find out what we're doing together, because, like, we have some common interests out there. Not everything we have is in common, but the things we have in common are going to dictate where we're going to go, and we're going to take it there. And that's the part we like. We can't imagine the world not having better music, better promos. And I think I don't remember, but I think I only gave you like a text or phone call on this. A friend of mine from 23 years ago when I was interning in Christian radio, my very first gig was Loaf of Bread and a Fish. And I was a loaf of bread, which we got into that story. And the answer is, you know, how do you – because everybody's got their favorite pet voices and things they want to do, yet they're going to ask you to be a loaf of bread like they did me. And the other guy was a fish, and I did not know that the fish, it was really his break-in in voice character acting and radio and all that other stuff. And now he's got his own radio show here in Arizona. I learned all that, and so we've become instantly befriended, and we've been sharing some stuff, and I've got some stuff from back then that I will share with Von Weehunt. It's very Christian-oriented. Some people may not like the reasoning behind it, but too bad. It's good. It's all
right.
Sorry.
Irish, I want to thank you for being our illustrious VIP guest tonight. What are your final thoughts to America? You got 1.5 minutes.
All right. We've learned that the sciences that are out there, the reason why they're wrong is they deny God. Straight up, they start from saying that man is an accident, man is a science project gone astray, man is something other than simply created and fulfilling his destiny as chosen by his creator. And so they're starting with this, and this is why they come up with junk. They come up with DARPA, rewriting mankind is what they're trying to do. And they say, we will change them. We will get them with their diet and injunctions. And you're thinking, you guys are sick. you guys just don't get it. And when they're dumb, the low-level government takes the blame, not them. So they've already got a scapegoat because they know they're wrong. They know absolutely that what they're doing is not good for the planet if there is a God on it. So they just choose to ignore it and move forward. The answer is, I'm going to be your worst nightmare. That's pretty much
God,
it. That's
so
my natural
true.
Enemy on this planet. And speaking the truth
Love
is
that.
The best way to do it. And that's my America. You're going to need to get closer to God one way or another. My suggestion is don't wait. You're going to need to get started now. Mike Adams is just doing that. He's never read a Bible or anything like that. And he's literally saying, I need to follow this. This has got it right. I've been dealing with plants and food, and now I realize what this is all about. And I got to get back to saying, you better love your fellow man. And if you can't do that, you're so far off the mark, you're going to end up dead anyway.
No doubt. Irish Pardon, thank you so much, man. Our VIP guest tonight, folks, the Irish Pirate from his compound somewhere in Phoenix. Thank you, Irish. Awesome, man.
You're welcome, sir.
Folks, we have always good VIP guests and a big stalwart supporters of the show like Irish Pirate and others. We have Paul the Gladiator. We have Matador. We've got so many great callers and people that call me and write me during the week. We love it. Well, we'll pause for a few promos, and I shall return that you can take to the bank. Oh, yeah, that was some late 60s music that me and Irish Pirate uploaded to the studio board. Remember America pre-COVID? We have a lot of calls. We'll get to you all momentarily. I'll get you all on the air, I promise. But America used to be pre-COVID. We used to have a good time back in America's retro past. It sounded a lot like this.
Once upon a time, there were three little girls who went to the police academy. And they were each assigned very hazardous duties. But I took them away from all that, and now they work for me. My name is Charlie.
Thank you.
Hello, angels. Welcome to the Von Wehen Show. I love the gunshots in the race car in that promo of that great TV show of yesteryear. Now, speaking of gunshots, if a new bill that has been introduced in Congress eventually becomes law, the Second Amendment will still be in the U.S. Constitution, but for all practical purposes, the rights that it is supposed to guarantee will be dead and gone. Just know this to be true. America, America's enemies have been the biggest advocates for taking guns away. Admiral Yamamoto of Japan was a brilliant man, as I mentioned to you in my monologue, but our pilots of World War II did shoot him down. Yamamoto knew war like only few could in his day in Japan. He knew America could never be invaded. He said that there was a gun and a patriot behind every blade of grass. Switzerland in Europe requires you to own a gun. It's the safest country on earth. Most countries where guns are illegal, you know this to be true, America, are killing fields. So you must ask yourself, why is our government intent on taking your guns away? Because they want America to be a killing field is the only logical conclusion. It will not make America safer. There are more guns in gun-free zones than you can shake a stick at. Now, this is a bill in Congress called H.R. 127. It was submitted on January the 4th, curiously, 2 days before the White House or the U.S. Capitol melee and many riots there when Trump came out of the White House and had his Trump rally. Interesting timing there on that timeline. Now that the Democrats control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, there is going to be a major push to ram through some form of gun control legislation. If it is not this bill, it will be another one, rest assured. So we need to be diligent. One of the biggest things that H.R. 127 would do is that it would create a national firearms registration system that would literally be accessible. Here's the key phrase, by anyone, your neighbor, your family, your employer. It's designed for your employer to check how many guns you have and deny you employment if they don't like your politics regarding guns. H.R. 127 establishes a federal firearms registration system that will be accessible by federal, state, and local governments, including the military, even the general public. Can Google your name in that system. The system will track the make, model, and serial number of all firearms. We are digging down in the rabbit hole tonight. This is also a system that will track the owners, the dates you acquired the gun, and where they are being stored and what they look like. So if your neighbor, a coworker, someone that just doesn't like you or wants to rob your home wanted to know how well you were armed, all they would really have to do is go to the government-approved website, because anyone in the bill can look up the firearms registration for that specific address and or name. The bill would also apply retroactively. So let's say you wanted you were a scared rabbit, you wanted to sell all your guns and thought, I'm going to comply. They would have a list of your gun purchases going back in perpetuity. So if your neighbor, a coworker, or someone that just wanted to rob your home, wanted to know how well you're armed, they know where to go. And needless to say, if the government knows where all of your guns are being stored, it would make it that much easier to grab them from you at some future date. H.R. 127 would also require all gun owners to be federally licensed. You say, what's the big deal? That license could cost up to $800 to $1,000. That would mean that owning a gun would no longer be a right enshrined in the U.S. Constitution as our Second Amendment. Instead, being a gun owner would be reduced, keyword reduced, to a privilege, quote unquote, that the government could take away from you at any time or make it so cost prohibitive to you that you wouldn't do it because they're taking a lot of your taxes anyway. According to the bill, the licensing procedure would include a psychological evaluation. I bet you didn't know this, Mr. and Mrs. America. The licensing requirement mandates that the licensed applicant undergoes a criminal background check and then submits to a psychological evaluation to determine whether the person is psychologically fit and suited to possess a firearm. Successful licensees must show that they have an insurance policy, which will cost them about $800 to $1,000 on top of the license. Now, I know a lot of guys out there that would definitely not want to go through any sort of psychological evaluation by a government-approved Democrat psychologist. And it wouldn't just be you that would get interviewed. No, 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 the bill doesn't stop there. According to the bill and what Biden wants, spouses, other family members, also past employers, neighbors, friends, could be interviewed by the government as well to embarrass you, to cast a spotlight on you, to make your life miserable, to create questions like, why do you own 5 guns, Bob? Why do you need all those guns? They want to get those local conversations flowing, don't they? The goal, of course, is to make owning guns as difficult and cumbersome and expensive as humanly possible. The Democrats figure, the militant Democrats say that if they can put up as many barriers to gun ownership as possible, a lot less people will end up owning them, which is their plan. And therefore, they might keep the Second Amendment in the U.S. Constitution, but it would be so watered down, litigated, and regulated that nobody in America, at least a lot less people, would want to go down that road. Thirdly, this bill would also greatly restrict the type of ammunition that you can own. Finally, H.R. 127 also criminalizes the possession of large capacity magazines, those carrying greater than 10 rounds, and ammunition that is 50 caliber or greater. This all sounds utterly ridiculous, but the restrictions in this bill actually are very similar to what Joe Biden has been publicly proposing for months. This is what I mean when I say words mean things. These things eventually get into the ether. They get into the political lexicon. The agenda includes classifying many semi-automatic rifles and magazines holding more than 10 bullets as Class 3 weapons, which can require 9 months or more for approval and another government fee, of course, right on cue of $200 of your hard-earned fiat currency backed by nothing but the U.S. government's word. Okay. We can go on and on with this. I have dissected this bill, and I've researched it, and this is in that bill, H.R. 127. So call your local congressman and tell them to defeat this, and your senator. And with that, we're going to go to James in Dallas, the gunslinger, and then to James in New York. Let's hit the gunslinger first. He is the right moniker for this segment. How you doing, sir?
Well, you know, just watching America go to hell in a handbasket, what it kind of boils down to. I mean,
that's right.
There's so many things to cover. Yeah, that's exactly right. There's so many things to cover here. I'll try to be as brief as I can. Let's with the gun issue, since I'm called the gunslinger, and I've carried a gun ever since I was old enough to know what one of them things are. They're peacekeepers, you know, peacekeepers. Okay. Here in Texas, our governor, Governor Abbott, okay, has introduced or already put into law by executive order that any federal gun laws are null and void in the state of Texas. Okay? Yay, Governor Abbott. And I believe Arizona is doing the same thing. I heard, what was it, yesterday or something like that. They're going down the same road. That's going to lead even more and more states to follow that mandate, okay? So that's going to tell the federal government, go blow it, in other words, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially Sleepy Joe and Camel Toe, okay? Because people down here in the South are not going to put up with that crap. I'm sorry. You know, you was talking earlier about, you know, why didn't that Japanese admiral invade the mainland of America? There'd be a gun behind every blade of grass. Well, there'd be a gun behind every blade of grass down here in the South, too. Probably about 10.
That's right.
Okay. That's right. So, and I've never seen such insanity in my entire life.
Yeah,
I haven't bought any ammunition yeah, for a while because of financial reasons, and I started looking at prices of ammunition. I almost fainted and fell out of my chair. Okay.
They have doubled. I know, doubled and tripled.
I would say more than tripled, because even from like a place like Cheaper Than Dirt, a brick of 22 long rifles, little old bitty pea shooter 22s, are almost $100 a brick. Almost $100. Back in the day, I could walk into Walmart and get the same freaking thing for $9. A brick is 1,000 rounds. And I looked at their 12-gauge double-aught buck, ammunition for self-defense, okay, magnum loads. Five little shells, $25.
Great.
I did fall out of my chair and faint. That is insane.
It's a lot of cash.
I'm going. Better go and learn how to shoot a bow and arrow, I guess. Boy, at this rate.
No doubt.
But you know what is this Biden character? What does he want? Does he want a freaking civil war in this country? Is that what they're going?
I think the militant Democrats want exactly that. Yes, some Democrats want that.
Yes,
they actually want that. They do.
Yeah, but the only problem with that is they're going to lose. Oh, that's right.
Right.
That's
now,
stupid.
We don't want that. Right. They would lose big time. We don't want that, but they want to draw you out, folks, out of your homes. Don't the Democrats march into all these streets in Portland, Seattle, D.C., Chicago, and even Dallas and say, you know, out of your houses and into the streets with us, the Bolsheviks? They're not going to play patty cake with you when you walk out of your house. They're going to attack you, and then they're going to take over your house because you've ceded it to the mob, the violent mob. But that's what they really want to draw out Americans, Gensler. They want to draw them out. They want you guys on the right, us, to do something to light a spark. But we're smarter than that. We're not doing it. We're not playing that game. We have amazing restraint. Right.
That's right. Yep.
We're going to sit back and watch the show, man.
Yeah, it's the same thing with anybody that carries a gun for self-defense, okay? I do. I got my little old pea shooter 357 Magnum strapped on right now, okay? I'm not going to start shooting people, okay? That's stupid. That's crazy. That's insane. But if you're going to threaten my life or my property or family or whatever, then you're going to get the receiving end of it. There ain't no ands, buts, or ifs about it. And that is legal because you're being threatened. You're not the aggressor. The other person is the aggressor. Just like a wild animal. You know, you don't go out there and attack a wild animal, but a wild animal will attack you, okay, because they're animals. Mm-hmm. And, well, these criminals are animals too. They're about the same, two peas in a pod, mm-hmm. as the old saying goes. So, we're not on the aggressive side. We're not doing this. Leave us to hell alone and done with it. But no, they're just like rabid animals, rabid dog. You can't talk to them. You can't reason with it. What are you going to do with it when they come after?
That's right.
I mean,
they keep poking the bear. Poking the bear.
Yeah. Yeah. What does a bear or a wild animal do when he's cornered in a corner?
They get real nasty, don't they?
They get
That's
real
right.
nasty, and I don't care who's standing in front of it. It's going to tear through you like a Texas tornado going through a freaking lumber yard. Okay?
I love it.
Okay?
Right.
And then some. And that's what they're doing to the American gun owners. They're poke, poke, poke. Let's see how much we can poke before we get a response. But the response, after you finally poke too much, they're not going to like. And you know that everybody hates Biden and camel toe.
That's right.
Okay? The military loves Trump. 95% of the military love Trump. 95% of law enforcement loves Trump. to my in my consideration, he's still president. That usurper in the White House is not, never will be. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody on the right side, the smart side, raise your right hand because you're on the right side. Okay, loves Trump,
mm-hmm.
but yet Biden won. What a joke! If you believe that, I'll sell you some oceanfront property in downtown Dallas and throw in a goddamn maintenance contract. Okay.
Exactly.
So, it's clear that the election was stolen. There's no doubt about that. Because Democrats, what do? Cheat, steal.
That's what they're good at.
They're good at that, right?
They're
good at that. And now we have a Supreme Court that are a bunch of traitors, okay, by refusing to see the case, which had plenty of validated evidence for voter fraud, okay. There was so much voter fraud, so much evidence there, it would make Pikes Peak look like an anthill. And I've been on top of Pikes Peak one time. Okay? That's a tall mountain.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So these people in the Supreme Court are traitors. They're backstabbers. Okay?
Yeah.
These people are – they say, well, there's not enough evidence. Why do we even have these people up there? Why do we even have a Supreme Court? They are supposed to listen and rule on constitutional freaking issues. Isn't the presidency
right.
a constitutional issue? Duh.
The biggest
Did
one
I
there is, or one of them.
Yeah. I mean, really? Like I said, why do we even have them? Why are they even there? If they're not the... There is no more higher court. Well, God, I guess. Okay. But down here, the highest court is the Supreme Court of the United States. Doesn't make any sense, you know?
I know. And the thing is, I'll say what the elite say to us. They're useless eaters. They take up too much space, and they suck up too much of our oxygen. Yeah, we don't, yeah. I mean, that's what they say to the people in flower country. You're all a bunch of useless. We don't care how you vote. We don't care what you think. We don't care that you cling to your God and your family and your neighborhood and your guns for self-protection. We don't care about that. We're going to remake America in our own contorted, corrupted, militant Democrat image. Bottom line. So what you see is the constant... Chipping away at you, what you believe in, what you like, the way you want to live is being chipped away bit by bit.
Inch by inch, you know. You give these people an inch and they'll take a mile. Hell, they'll take the whole damn country, really. And a second point on this vaccine stuff, okay, in the COVID-19. Okay. Is there a deadly virus out there? Yes. Okay. Has it killed a bunch of people? Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they're overplaying the situation. Okay. They say
That's
millions
right.
of people have now died from that COVID-19. Okay. I'm a numbers person because I'm a master electrician, electrical engineer by trade. Okay. I know numbers. I know numbers. Been in trade for 20 years before I had to retire. But anyway, you got 7.8 billion people on the face of this planet. If 10 million mm-hmm. has been, you know, gotten by the virus, 10 million to 7.8 billion is nothing. Okay. Now, every person that's tragic, they're in the family that's lost. Yes, absolutely. 100% across the board. I'm talking numbers only.
Mm-hmm.
10 million is nothing to 7.8 billion. Even if there's
right.
4 or 5 million in the United States that have died from COVID-19, there's what, 345 million people in the United States? That's nothing.
Right.
2 or 3 million is nothing compared to that number of the overall number or population of the country. Okay. So they're hyping it
mm-hmm.
up. Okay. They're trying to, just like he was talking about earlier, is they're trying to push this vaccine, okay? Number one, it's never been tested thoroughly. You just can't put out something and say, here, give me a shot and call me in the morning. okay? Because there have
right,
been no long-term studies done on this, okay? It takes years to even start to understand how these bugs and viruses and all this crap works. I mean, remember doctors practice medicine.
Well, that's right.
If you're practicing,
it's their practice.
That means you haven't got it.
It's not
that
perfect.
That means you haven't got it. Yeah. That means you haven't
so
got it perfected. Yeah, you haven't got it perfected because you're still practicing. Now,
and they're practicing on us, on the people.
Right.
Gunslinger, thank you so much, man. We got to.
Yeah.
I love you, man.
All right.
Call back next week,
right,
please.
Sure. Good
awesome.
Job.
Awesome
keep
comments
up
there by the gunslinger. We're going to get to James in New York next and then Lincoln momentarily.
All right, folks. Calm down. Go about your business. These jokers will be gone soon. Now, why y'all want to come into my town and start trouble? And scare all these nice people? You ain't got nothing better to do than to come into Bill Sharp's town and show your ass.
That's going to be played out in every city in America pretty soon. And with that, let's go to James in New York, upstate New York. Let's get him on here if we can. Let's get James on here. Mr.
Hello,
James,
hello.
How are you doing?
Yes, sir. I am.
Long time no hear, man.
James,
welcome to the Von Wien Show.
James is not happy. I'm deep
I
behind
enemy
nuts. Lines in New York. So unlike your previous guest, we do not have a governor that's going to do diddly squat. I mean, Cuomo here is in lockstep with Biden, and the gun control has been going on for years, and the vaccine and mask cult. I can't catch a break, and I just can't catch a break, and it's just I'm overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed here, and. On top of everything else, now the next thing coming down the pike is the Derek, whatever his name is, the cop that is on trial for the George Floyd death. And
right,
Chauvin. And now what's going on now is Black Lives Matter is threatening more violence, and he may
right.
get acquitted. And we're going. And on top of everything else that we're dealing with, now we're going to have another wave. Of violence, and we have the law will do absolutely nothing because, as we've discussed before, the FBI is Antifa. They're the same team. The Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they are supported.
Mm-hmm.
So the gun law. There's going to be two sets of gun laws. There's gun laws for you and I, and then there's gun laws for Antifa and Black Lives Matter. And they can do whatever they want and get away with it. So they can burn down cities. They can shoot people, which, as you know, there was a couple of Antifa that shot Trump supporters, you know, that happened during.
That's right.
Nothing happened to these people. They're
right.
calling that kid Kyle is still awaiting trial for defending himself.
Right.
Let me just branch off for a minute. Lynn Wood is still very active in exposing the voter fraud. Sidney Powell is still active. People are doing things behind the scene. But even though all of the laws and the evidence is on our side, the bad guys are in charge. They do what they want. Can I say F-bombs on your show?
Just say F. Don't say the whole word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's whatever
the
truth is. F the truth, we're in charge,
right.
We do what we want. And
yeah,
not only,
yeah.
not, I mean, the election was the biggest election fraud in world history, okay, because there were so
right.
many people and resources and involved, I mean, between the electronic and the you know, delivering ballots at 3 o'clock in the morning, and not only the presidential, but we won the House and the Senate. Mm-hmm. I watched those votes flip from red to blue through the night. We won both
right.
houses.
Right, I did too.
We should,
I know.
And that gun control bill was drafted a year before the election. And I've seen this happen in New York State with the SAFE Act in New York. This is the pattern, and we know what's going to happen. They will disarm the good law-abiding citizens. Criminals will always not only will our criminals have always have the guns, but they have immunity. They can do what they want. And okay,
yes.
let me throw this at you. Where do you think they're getting the guns from?
They're criminals. Criminals will always get guns, people.
Where,
so I keep
where,
telling
where,
you.
Where, from where? Who's selling them? Where
a lot of them, probably from the federal government.
That's,
how about
that's
those
where
apples?
I was going. So when they're confiscating guns from law-abiding citizens,
they're going to turn them over to the criminal class.
Yeah, I mean, the police hold it for an amount of time, you know. I mean,
sure.
There was a
make it look
gun,
good,
gun
make it look legit, sure.
Yeah,
right.
You know, anyone who's a collector, not breaking any laws, a person who just likes to collect a lot of guns, has a collection they've had for years, hundreds of guns, pistols, rifles, whatever.
How dare you,
and,
they
and
say,
then,
how dare you have those
yes,
guns,
and
James?
They confiscate it. They call it arsenal. They take all of the person's guns, no charges, and they just hold it. And, you know,
right.
and this is – because I went through this 3 years ago, and it's like – unless you have hundreds of thousands of dollars for lawyers, you can't even touch it. And even then, it goes all the way to the lower court, whatever. And then the lower courts are like, "Well, screw you. You're not getting him back." There's literally no process to get him back once they take him. And so the police hold him for a number of years. And yes, like you said, they will end up back on the streets being sold. And this is what the police will do. They'll sell it. They'll sell it to
they will. It's called plausible
yeah.
deniability. We confiscate
right.
your guns in one hand, and in the other hand, they may leave the police inventory warehouse by happenstance. You know, James, accidents happen. You know, guns fall off trucks, man. These things happen. Come on, man. You know the deal. So Biden said, right?
Also,
come on, man. You know the deal.
Gun stores get robbed. Gun shows get robbed. I've seen videos of that. But, I mean, and this is – and, yes, like you said, the federal government has been supplying gangs with guns. I mean, that was all during Eric Holder. That was
well. I said it as an allegation. I have no proof of that. I just throw things out there and see what's on the wall. That moniker of invincibility. So I mean, we think I would say this, James. If anybody out there in Radio Land, if you got proof of things, you call the show and you tell us. You call up.
Okay.
That's that woman.
May I share two
yes.
things that I saw on
yes.
the web with regards to that? One, you may still find it was a video floating around of some black guy in Chicago who was a gangbanger who did a video about saying a van dropped off in the middle of the park a large container full of guns and ammo and just left it there. In like the worst
well,
part
what
of
do
Chicago.
You know?
Okay. Yeah, and then the other thing I wanted to mention was it's probably still...
It's amazing how that happens, huh?
Yeah, and the other thing is all during Eric Holder, I think they called it Fast or Furious or whatever they called it, there were federal agents going to gun shows, buying lots and lots of guns, and then selling them to the Mexican coyotes, and then they would end up back in with the gangs in America. So those are just the two instances of when you said like rhetorically the feds are supplying it. I was like, well, funny you should mention that. So I just wanted to go there.
I have a very overactive imagination, James. I can imagine all kind of wild things are going out there, and I'm very in tune with the undercurrent and the reptiles in America. Yes.
If you can imagine it, I'm telling you the bad guys can imagine it.
I know.
And
I'm being a little facetious, but you get my drift. You get my drift.
Yes.
Right.
I want to mention this while I'm on the call. The website that I sent you, can I plug that website?
Yes, plug it. You bet.
Okay, vaxlist.org, V-A-X vaccinelist.org. That is a website, a compilation of all of the vaccine and masking websites and data and lots of pictures and memes of people who have died from the vaccine and so on and so forth. It's just a giant meta site with hundreds of links. And if you read that and you still get a vax, you're like retarded, okay, because it's this is what's going on. And this is the original reason I called. What I'm seeing now, and I was afraid this was going to happen a year ago. I mean, if people were going to start wearing masks more than a month, it's going to be ingrained in the culture. I wrote that a year ago, and it's happened. It's become a cult. I mean, I go to the store, I don't have a mask on. The staff, the shoppers go hysterical. They're hysterical. You need a sir, you need a mask. You need a mask. No, I don't need a frickin' mask. I don't.
Right.
It's a cult.
Exactly.
It's a religion. Stop it.
It is.
It is everywhere
I go. It's a government religion.
Yes, it's His Holiness Fauci. And, oh, the CDC and the – none of – the CDC is guidelines. They're not laws. Okay? And this is the same thing, when people say, oh, they can't pass that gun law, it's unconstitutional. They don't care. And if they say it's a law on the news, everyone believes it. And the police are mercenaries. They don't care. They give lip service to Trump. They give lip service to 2A. But at the end of the day, they're the ones who are going to take your guns, and they will shoot you if you don't comply. And you may not even get a chance to have that choice, like what happened to Duncan Lemp. He was shot in his sleep. So,
that's
I mean,
right. James, thank you so much, man.
Guns, take them up. You know,
I know, man. Hey, it's crazy up there. I know. We'll get you next week. Thank you, James. I love you, man.
Thanks for having me back.
Call back soon.
See you later.
You know it. You know it. Thank you. Let's go to some more calls here before the show's end. I would love for you folks to talk for as long as possible. I love all your comments. I always learn from all of you. Let's get Lincoln on now from Flyover Country, the fort in the middle of the country. Lincoln, are you there?
Man, like he just ended with like Duncan Lemp, and he was exactly right. That was absolute murder by the
police. Wasn't James good?
Communist police.
Gunslinger and Irish pirate? Wow, the calls are fantastic tonight. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I kind of disagree with some of the things Gunslinger said about 95% of the military being on our loving Trump and 90% of the police loving Trump. I mean, let's not forget that, it's easy to go find pictures of the latest point graduating classes over the last few years where it's like mostly black women and even a Hispanic guy holding up a sign that says communism will win under his hat. I don't think they're – sure, your rank and file southern white boy from Appalachia who joins the military, yeah, they're very pro-Trump, but they're also trained to do what they're told. And the leadership of the military has been left-wing for a long time. Let's not forget Wesley Clark, Colin Powell, all the new leadership in there right now, pushing the whole faggot agenda, like trying to fag up our military. I mean, there's nothing loving or conservative about that.
Your military needs more transgender bathrooms, Lincoln. That's the problem. But I say the Chinese and the Russian army, they don't have that problem, do they? Only America does. We're the only country that tolerates all the silliness that the world rejects, and that America's greatest sin is its weakness. How about those apples?
As far as like Derek Chauvin goes there, and I think the guy's innocent as innocent gets, but I think he's going to be found guilty regardless. Because can you imagine being a juror in that trial? Knowing that CNN, MSNBC, Daily Beast, Unicorn Riot, all these far left, groups, not even counting Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they're going to dox you as a juror on the trial. And if you vote not guilty, they're going to be at your freaking house. And these jurors have to know that. You don't think that's going to influence their decision? I think the guy is guilty regardless, which is crazy, but I don't think the guy has a chance.
Right. Well, there's a lot going on, man, and if that trial goes south, they're going to burn down a lot of cities. They're already planning it. I've told folks to be prepared, get ready. By the way, if you're in Minneapolis, you're screwed, okay? You guys are effed up there, okay, to be blunt. It's, like, unbelievable, man.
Get the hell out of here.
It's
going to
happen. I mean, yeah, I just, any big Democrat city, you're royally screwed. Seriously. I mean, they're going to torch it. They're going to burn it down. They're at the very least, there's going to be civil unrest, quote unquote, right? So it's coming to a town near you, America. And now, guess what? You got also millions and millions of immigrants and migrants like Juan Valdez right in his burrow over the border because they're so desperate to farm and to work in America, right? Wrong. The new migrants, because our border is so porous, they want to find the government office, the fastest one, walk in there and file for benefits. Because the new migrants aren't like Juan Valdez or his grandfather, who did come over and work their ass off in America. We give credit where credit is due. But their offspring, two, three generations down, aren't like that. And they don't want to assimilate. They want to fly their country's flag in your face in America. Now, there are good people there, I'm sure. But the thing is, because they're good people doesn't mean we have to absorb the whole world either. There's lots of good people all over the world in their own countries doing their own thing. We don't need them all to move over to America. Remember, it's the American dream. It's not the Mexican dream or the Ecuadorian dream or the Costa Rican dream. It's the American dream. We were here first, our dream, not their dream. What they want, the Democrats, they want our dream to be everyone's dream. And that's the problem. And that's why we're going to go down the tubes because we can't afford this. Well, it's crazy. Go ahead, Ben.
I would argue that we were better off without Juan Valdez as well. I think this is a European nation with European stock, and it should remain that way.
Yeah, that's how it was started. That's how it was started. And the diversity, quote unquote, that we had in the colonies, Lincoln, as you and I talked about before, was this. All the white settlers were from Europe, all lived under a king or queen or monarchy in Europe. They had that common bond to commiserate with. Most, if not all, were from the Christian nations of Europe. They had Christianity to fall back on, the Bible, et cetera. Different variation, sure, but still, they had many common bonds of lineage, blood, creed, heritage, government, and religion. So that's why whether you were an Irishman or a German or a Scotsman or a French or Dutch or Swede, they all looked pretty similar, and that was enough diversity, and that was what we started to grow with. We took that and ran with it. And it worked out great for, you know, within 150 years, we were a world power. But then what they said was, America's too successful. We have to bring in the third world to change all that. And that's where we're at today. They just don't like it.
I mean,
they don't like the old America. They don't like it. Let's face facts.
You know, you can go online and you can read about, like, the conspiracy theory called the Great Replacement, but I'm a firm believer that the Great Replacement is absolutely 100% correct. You can also look up the clergy plan. You can look up the Clark Five. I mean, there's so many of these. I mean, look around your neighborhood. How do you not believe it's correct? How do you not believe that's true?
Right, exactly. I mean, these things are, this is part of their agenda. It's what they want. It's what the UN wants. It's what the EU wants. It's what the political elites. Like, they have decided that we had a good run with all these evil white Europeans, and now we're going to have the browning of America. We're going to bring in, if you're brown or black, you get first in line. If you're from Europe, you're last in line to come over here. In other words, they'll rank you over the coals if you're a German or, say, you're Italian or an English guy. You're trying to get over to America. They'll make you wait 10, 15 years to immigrate. Maybe not that. But my point is, but if you're Mexican or if you're Hispanic or if you're from Africa or any other or Arab or any third world country, and most of those are third world countries, I'm just being factual, nothing else, that you get first in line and they open up the door and give you the red carpet to come into America. Now, why is that? The reason why the how and the why of it is that that's their agenda. That's the narrative. That's the new America that they want. Because those people are compliant. They yeah. come from big socialist communist governments. They are compliant to government edicts and orders. We're not. And that's the rub. It's the truth.
We kind of lost me there at the end when he said like socialist communist, because you're saying basically that socialism and communism are the same thing, and it is not the same thing. And that's something.
No,
I
never said that.
All the time.
They said they come from a variety of governments. Some are socialist, some are communist, or they have a strong man, like in the way of Venezuela. The bottom line is they come from governments that are they are used to big government. In other words, big welfare states, right? They're not used to capitalism, which they're not. They're not used to our system of government. So when they come over here, my point is, they basically bring their politics with them. And so what they want is more big government. Biden, Harris, big government America, and they want those government checks.
I mean, Republicans push for big government as well.
They do.
What small government?
This isn't a Democrat Republican thing. Of course they do. I mean, both parties are corrupt now. We've talked about that. So, yeah, we can agree on that. What I'm saying is that they're not like their grandfathers who came here strictly to work, make money, and go back home to feed their families. They come here to stay. And that distinction is starting to sink into most Americans. I always say when they get over the border, it's almost a Supreme Court decision to remove them from the country. You can't get rid of these people.
You know, one thing about
millions
that,
of them are coming, and that's the problem. We don't need millions and millions and millions of third world people to invade America and to come over here, to immigrate, whatever word you want to use, whatever the flavor is. Go ahead.
We don't need any. We need zero. We need zero plus mass deportation is what we really need.
Right. Now we're talking. We don't have a population problem in America. I always tell them, do you really think we need millions more from the third world people? We have traffic everywhere I go, bumper to bumper traffic. I have friends that work in insurance industry, and the tons of people are driving with no insurance. We have millions of people that are uninsured that hit you. They get into auto accidents, and they go, Cuomo, no say, no insurance. I mean, that's rampant. And so you're stuck with the bill and you're paying your deductible. So you're screwed again. Another hidden tax on America.
Yeah.
Your final thoughts.
But hey, well, I mean, I guess my only final thought would be that, at least we're not racist and diversity is our strength, right?
God forbid. I love it. Lincoln, thank you, man. Have a great night, buddy.
Have a good night.
Good points, all. Thanks, man. Yeah, that's where America is today. Let's get Brett on for 1 minute. He got into last second here. This is Brett the Surfer.
Hey, what's going on, Bon?
Hey.
I'm calling a little late, brother. Sorry about that, man.
Love it.
Well,
we're about the
man.
Last few
things
minutes of the
well.
Show.
Well, I just wanted to say that enjoyed it, and I think that we're right on the path with a lot of shootings going on, and with Biden's speech today, that was very interesting. That last year at this time, we didn't have any of those going on, and there's going to be a big push to with this gun issue. That's just coming. And it's all part of a socialist agenda, and that's kind of a scary thing, man.
Hey, it's very, very scary, man. It's definitely coming, you know. Brett, thank you, buddy, for calling the show.
Yeah,
we appreciate you, man. What are your final thoughts to America tonight?
Well, I just say I'm on the 20th floor of the Hyatt Regency. Came down here for a few nights and. It's a beautiful night, and looking over this city, I'm just thankful to be alive, and I want to say God bless America, and let's keep fighting the good fight, and that's really all we can do, man. But we have to stay vigilant, and be thankful for every day, man, and live it to the best that we can. Great show.
Love that. Brett, thank you, buddy. Have a great night, man.
All right, man.
We'll talk again very soon. Thanks, man. And the last news item tonight is this. News from the Las Vegas Strip. The Democrat Las Vegas Mayor John Lee has now switched to the GOP, citing the socialist takeover of the Nevada Democrat Party. How about those apples, America? That's right. The mayor of North Las Vegas, John Lee, announced Tuesday he would switch party affiliations from Democrat to Republican, blaming his decision on the far-left communist takeover of his old party. Well, thank you, folks. We're out of time again. We thank you for being here. Next week, we will be here. We had a lot of calls tonight, and those of you who called in, we appreciate you. We had Irish Pirate as the VIP tonight. Last Sunday was Easter, and the Lord said he was the resurrection. So I'll leave you with this, Mr. and Mrs. America. Good night. Good night, America.